Mishnah Lamed Hemed Aleph says that on all fruits you say Berakhei Yoetz, with the exception of wine. So you see that wine should have theoretically been Berakhei Yoetz. The Pashtus is the B'di'evet, you say Berakhei Yoetz, you'll be Yoetzei. That was Rabbi Kivega's Machlokes B'Tosfos. Rabbi Kivega picked on the Tosfos on Yud Beis Amal. Tosfos says clearly that even B'di'evet, if you say Berakhei Yoetz on wine, you're not Yoetzei. Rabbi Kivega says, how can it be? But it appeared that B'di'evet, you are Yoetzei. That's the Mishnah. So the Gemara says, only on wine, they made a special takonis bracha for whatever reason. It's mesameach, and it's mezen, and it's soyed, and everything, and you get drunk, and all the milos tovos of wine. So they made a special super duper bracha berpuyot. On olive oil, they never made any special bracha, doesn't have all of these milos tovos. So they left it on the ikarat in their eyes, sedaina, that you say, berpuyot. Manishtana wine and shem and zayin, so that's what we said, because we paskin like Rabbi Yeshua, machlokes Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Lezer. Hamashkim ayotzim and azesim and anovim have the status of pri. Hamashkim ayotzim from other parents is a machlekes of lezer. We pass like Rabbi Yeshua against Rabbi Lezer. Hamashkim ayotzim from other parents is considered zevi alma, and azesim and anovim are the two exceptions to the rule. We spoke about the machlekes and rishonim. Why? Why does Rabbi Yeshua distinguish between azesim and anovim? So that was a crucial machlekes. So we assume Agzeris HaKasim. That's what it says in the Chumash, that Zeisman and Avim is different. And some other Rishonim, quoted by the Shilti Gibbon, quoted the Riyaz, who was explaining in those Gaonim and the Rambam why on the sugar cane, why did some of them say Bar Pi Hadom and some of them said Bar Pi Hoetz? But it's the Mashkim HaYotzim, and the Rambam makes fun of it. It's Mashkim HaYotzim is always Shahakom. So the Shilti Gibbon quotes from the Riyaz that Zeisim and Anovim is different because not the Adaita Dahachi. That's what they have in mind. When they plant the grapes, they plan to make wine out of it. And when they plant the Zeisim, they plan to make Shemen's ice. So who are Dinami? Let's say if Tropicana has farms and they plant special oranges in order to make orange juice, and it's juice oranges, it's not eating oranges. According to that opinion in the Rishon, you would say Bari Pihoitz. On all those fruit juices. Okay, so that's not the generally accepted opinion. We assume that it's only Zeisim and Anovim, like the Rambam by stocking the sugar cane. So now the Gemara is going to pick up on that. Guf Amar Rabbi Yehuda Shmuel Chen Rabbi Yochanan. Shmuel said, Rabbi Yochanan said that what? That on Shem and Zayis, the bracha Shem and Zayis is the same as wine, that it retains the Shem Pri, even though it's in a liquid state, and you say, Bari Pri Hoetz on the Shem and Zayis. So the Gemara says, Hechi Dami, what's the case? If you should say, Nikoshasi, like he's drinking a bottle of Shem and Zayis, so the Gemara says, no, that's not correct. You don't say Bari Pri Hoetz on that, because it's Azuke Mazikle, it's unhealthy. So I raised an issue yesterday. So we all eat junk food, so it's unhealthy. So someone explained very correctly. I think it's correct. He explained after we finished learning that ozuke mazikle means when you eat all these candies and all the junk food, so right away you enjoy it, it gives you nutrition and so on. Later on, ultimately, you're going to be overweight, you're going to get a heart attack, you're going to die at a young age and whatever. But right now, it's not ozuke mazikle, just that. Over here, the Gemara means it's right away ozuke mazikle. As he's swallowing it down your throat, it's azuke mazikle. So then the Gemara says, it doesn't have a bracha mefuretes. What does it mean? Does it mean you don't say a bracha at all? Rashi learns you don't say a bracha at all. Many Rishonim say like Rashi Rif. Many Rishonim say like Rashi. You don't say a bracha at all. Azuke mazikle doesn't deserve a bracha at all. Ein zu achidah shetuna bracha, Rashi says. You don't say a bracha at all, azuke mazik. And the Rambam says, no, it's knocked down to shahakot. But this is for sure, you don't say the bracha hamufuretis. You don't say bar pivites. So the Gemara says, if he's ilay medigushosilay, he's drinking a bottle of Shem's ice the way it is, azuke mazikle, he's either no bracha at all, or shakal, but it's not going to be bar pivites. Not going to be bar pivites. How do you know this? How do you know that drinking Shem and Zayis is mazik? Because it says on the brisa. This tosefta is in the context of a zar shachal truma b'shegi. So that's what we started discussing yesterday. Azar Shachal Chumah B'Mezid is one of the people that's Chai Misa B'Dei Shemayim. There aren't so many Misa B'Dei Shemayim in the world. Kareis, the first Mishnah increases, lists off the Lamed based increases some words, but there the 32 Averis that you have Kareis. Eat Chametz B'Pesach, eat on Yom Kippur, you do Melocha on Shabbos, you do Melocha on Yom Kippur, and a whole bunch of other things that you have Kareis for. Misa B'Dei Shemayim is a very small list, and the Gemara in Sanhedrin quotes a Tosefta on Daf Pei Dalet, Elu Sheben Misa. Has a whole list. Less than 15, maybe less than 10. Some of them are machlokes, and not so many averes that have nisi b'dishmaim. We assume nisi b'dishmaim is a slightly lower level punishment than koris. Koris is worse, and nisi b'dishmaim is a little less. We mentioned the Gemara says on the last daf in Moikotin that one is chayv koris, officially is going to die before the age of 50. Nisi b'dishmaim is going to die before the age of 60. Okay. Now you have a lot of people who are chayv koris and they don't die before the age of 50 or 60. So Taisa says they must have given tzedakas, chusas, whatever, for some reason or another. But officially, that's the pshat that the Gemara has on the last daf of Moikot. Koris is worse and Mishmaim is less. So one who violates an avera b'shoigig, which if he would have done b'mezid, he would have been chayv koris. So he violates the avera b'shoigig. So we have a rule. He brings a korban chatos. That's the definition of korban chatos. One who does an avera b'shoigig, which if he would have done b'mezid, would have been chayv koris. He's chayv a korban chatos. What's the story with Karen v'chomish by the Zashachal Truma v'shoigig? So the Gemara explains in Masechah Shabbos around Daf Aleph, Ayin Beis over there. So the Gemara explains right before Daf Ayin Gimel. Ayin Gimel is about Avos Melachos Abayim Chaseracha. So two blocks before that, the Gemara has this discussion that Karen v'chomish is to Misa B'dei Shamayin what Korban Chatos is to Koris. That the Zar Shochel Truma b'mezid would have been chayv koreis, would have been chayv misa b'dei shamayim. So now that he did the avera b'shoigeg, he ate the truma b'shoigeg, so he needs a kapara. So he gets the kapara by paying kerem chomish. Okay. So the Gemara has a tosefta here that sometimes the Zar. What are you supposed to do with the truma? What is the kohen supposed to do with the truma? The farmer is supposed to give the truma to the kohen. And what's the kohen supposed to do with the truma? So the Rambam writes in the beginning of where so called truma is. The truma is right before Hilchas Maisos. Okay. The Rambam writes the beginning of Perek Yud Aleph in Hilchas Trumas. What is the first whole bunch of problem talks about being mafresh truma. Then he talks about the Yisr, a Zar is not allowed to eat truma. Then he talks about the mitzvah that the kohen should eat truma. When the kohen eats the truma, he says, if it's wine, he says, Barpi agofen, birchas anenen. And then he says, the birchas mitzvah. So, like on Pesach night, we say, moitz elach men ha'aretz. And then we say, asher kedushanu b'mitzvah, sitzvanu al achilas matzah. So the kohen who eats truma, first he says, Barpi hadoma, if it's potatoes, or potatoes of truma. Or if it's wine of truma, he says bar piagofen. Or if it's challah, cookies, he says hamotzi, bar min v'zayis, whatever it is. Then he says baruch atah Hashem alkenem alfoilem, asher kedushanu b'kedushos shel shalaharon, tzivanu v'al achilas truma. The Rambam quotes the bracha at the end, the last page in Hilchas Trumas. The Rambam writes, even if you eat trumas chutz l'aretz, even if the kohen eats challahs chutz l'aretz, trumas chutz l'aretz, also you say such a bracha. Trumas eretz itself, for sure you say such a bracha. Even trumas chutz l'aretz. Should be on the last page, he has that bracha. The very last halach. He says the birchas anenin v'achakach mevarach hashem kedushan b'tishal shalaron v'tzivan olechol b'truma. Kach kibalnu v'ra'inu. That's our tradition. We see kohanim eating truma, even chalas chutzlarts. They say the two brachas. They say the birchas anenin then. So the Rambam writes in the beginning of Perek Yud Aleph in Hilchas Trumas, quoting from Mishnayos, that depending what the nature of the truma is, that's how the kohen is supposed to consume it. The kohen has to be tohar. If the kohen is tameh, he's not allowed to eat the truma. So truma nitenes la'achila v'lishtia u'lesicha. Why? She'asicha kishtia shenemar. Quotes the pasuk that sicha kishtia. And what do you eat and what do you drink? So he says lechol davish adarka lechol, lishtas davish adarka lishtas, losuch davish adarka losuch. If they gave a kohen a bottle of wine of truma and he doesn't like to drink, or he has enough wine, he's not allowed to use the wine to wash his face. That's ibu truma. Mishmeres trumas, you're not allowed to waste the truma, you're not allowed to throw it out. It has to be lechol davish adarka lechol, lishtas davish adarka lishtas, v'losach davish adarka losach. If you have shemesh al truma, you're not allowed to drink it. The kohen is not allowed to drink the shemesh al truma. It's bitul mitzvah, because shemen is not oimed for drinking like this. If you pour the shemen on a vegetable salad, that's a different story. You use it as a salad dressing. But to use the shemen to shmir on the body, that's okay for the kohen. Wine, he's supposed to drink wine. Wine is ayin l'shti. If the kohen has too much wine, so let him give it to another kohen. He's not allowed to use the wine to shmir on his body or to wash his face or something. And so the Rambam writes, lechol davish adarka lechol, lishtas davish adarka lishtas, v'losach davish adarka losach. So So that's the din. If a zar eats truma, if he eats davar shadar kalechol, or he drinks davar shadar kalishtas, or he soch b'davar shadar kalosuch, he did what the kohen was supposed to do, but he's not a kohen, so he's mevatel the mitzvah of the truma. So then he has to pay keren v'chomish. Let's say the zar will take shemesh shel truma and he'll drink it, which the kohen was not supposed to do. Or the zar will take yayin shel truma and smear it on his body. So the zar will not be chayv to pay keren v'chomish. That's mazik truma. The only time that's ish keyechol prat lemazik, Rashi quotes, ish keyechol kodesh b'shgoga, v'yosel chamish yiso olo b'nosel l'akoynes ha-kodesh. When you give it to the kohen, when you pay keren v'chomish, let's say when someone's moil behegdash, he has to give for meal, he has to give keren v'chomish. Or if you pay to your own, someone was magnet something and he wants to buy it back from the gizbar, he has to give keren v'chomish. So he gives cash. Over here, when the zar shochal truma b'shegig, he doesn't give cash, he has to give food. He has to give the same type of food. If he ate potatoes, he has to give potatoes. If he ate oranges, he has to give oranges. If he drank wine, he has to give wine. And when he gives the wine to the kohen, so this is v'nosan l'kohenes ha-kodesh, dobe harai li'es kodesh. When he gives the wine to the kohen, it converts into truma. It becomes truma. And if his zar will eat that, then all the whole story will start all over again. If he eats it, b'mezid. If he drinks this wine, b'mezid, it'll be misa b'dei shemai. If he drinks it, b'shoigin, it'll be chayv to give a karam chayimish, because tashlumi truma nasim truma. If he ate a b'shege, if he ate a b'mezid, you make out a check. If he ate a b'mezid, it's just plain mazik, gazlam, whatever. If the tzar shochal truma b'shege, then you need this kapora. So the kapora is only accomplished if you give dovah haroi li'as kodesh, you give the same type of thing. And when you give it to the kohen, tashlumi truma nasim truma. Ish keyechol kodesh b'shgog, b'yasa chamish yisa olav, b'nasam l'kainis ha-kodesh, dovah haroi li'as kodesh. You don't give cash and you don't give a check. You give payers, dovah haroi li'as kodesh, and it's converted, it becomes kodesh. So this din of a zar shochal truma b'shegig is only ish keyechol prat lamazik. Means if he consumed, the zar consumed the truma, in the same fashion the kohen was supposed to have consumed it. The zar shmears the shemesh shel truma, which the kohen should have shmeared. Or the zar drinks the wine, which the kohen should have been shoisa. If the zar is going to drink the shemesh shel truma, the kohen wasn't supposed to do that. Or the zar is going to shmear with the yayin, which the kohen wasn't supposed to do. That's keyechol prat lamazik. The din of zar shochal doesn't apply. It's not really bitul mitzvah. So you have to keep this in mind. The zar, the din for the zar, are based on a concept of bitul mitzvah. What was the kohen supposed to have done with this truma? There's such a tesis. You have to take my word for it. Take a look. There's a tesis in Gitna Mem base on the base. You have ganshas here, except for Gitna. So the Taisus in Gittin Daf Mem Beis and Beis is interpreting Pshat in the Gemara. So Taisus says the Gemara is mesupik whether a chatzi eved v'chatzi ben churin is permitted to eat truma. Eved shal koyin eats truma. Eved k'nayin shal koyin is eating truma. Eved even shal koyin is any echol b'truma. It's a pasuk l'chumash. Eved k'nayin shal koyin, koyin ki k'nefesh kinyi kaspo goes on and eved k'nayin shal koyin eats truma. What if the Eved is a chatzi Eved v'chatzi ben churin? Is the Eichel b'truma not? So Taisus interprets the Gemara, that's an Abaye in the Gemara. The Gemara is Mesupi. So the Achronim ask on Taisus, what are they talking about? That's ridiculous. Achatzi ben Chorin? Achatzi ben Chorin is Azar. Is Misa v'day Shamayim. Of course he's not allowed to eat truma. The Gemara has a suffix where the Mu'ukov get Shichrur. Eichel b'truma means like this. There was an Eved K'naini Shal Kohen. There's an Eved K'naini Shal Kohen. And the Kohen was mafke the Eved K'nayni. So we paskan hamafke, there's a machlekes Rabbi Shmuel and Gitna on that daf mem base. Hamafke Rab the Yotze Lecheres. You mafke Rabbi K'nayni, he goes free. But there's a machlekes Rabbi Shmuel, Tzorak et Shichur, and Tzorak et Shichur. You have to give him a Shtar Shichur to cancel the Kinyan Iser that you have on an Eved K'nayni. The Rishonim coined an expression, the Ramban. And then the Talmid Ramban, the Rashbon, the Ritvo, and then the Avne Miloim has a whole essay in the end of his Sefer and Ebenezer, Avne Miloim, the Tzayis HaChosh and Sefer and Ebenezer. So in the Shadrach HaChuvah, he has a whole essay about this Ramban. That whenever a person owns an Eved K'nayni, there are Shnei Kinyonim, and there's a Kinyon Mammon and a Kinyon Issa. Kinyon Mammon, I own him like Shor V'Hamar, I have a right to make him work for me. Kinyon Issa means that his status is different in the area of Issa V'Hetta, because he belongs to the Odom. Where do you see that his status is different? Eved K'nayni Shel Koyin is Echol B'Truma. There you have it right away. What if he's not an Eved K'nayni Shel Koyin? Eved K'nayni Shel Levi, or Shel Yisrael. So where is this status different? So the Gemara says in Yevamos, Daf Ayin Amud Beis, yes, there's a special din, special din, and that the Kenani cannot become a mamuna on a Korban Pesach without express authorization from his Adon. And that if he is a free man, he decides where he wants to eat his Korban Pesach. He wants to have his own, wants to eat with friends, whatever. And the Kenani has no right to become a mamuna on any Korban Pesach without authorization of the Adon. So you see that the Adon owns the Eved Kenani not only in Dini Mamunis, that he has a right to make him work for him in a reasonable time. He has no right to kill him. He owns Eved Kenani, he has to work for him with a reasonable limit. But the Adon owns the Eved Kenani in the area of Issa the Heta. Dinim ben Adam la Mokim changed. So the Gemara has this suffix. What if you have an Eved who's Ukav Get Shichra, means a coin had an Eved Kenani. The Eved Kenani was Echel B'Tshum, then the coin is Mafka the Eved Kenani. So Mafka Rav the Yod Tzalacher, so the Eved does not have to work for the Yodin any longer. The Yodin has no right to be Mishabed him. He can't force him to work. He would just, well, Mafka your Eved. So you have to let him run around and be free, be loose. So the question is, but I have to give him a Shtar Shichra, that it should be Mutta be Yisraelis. So Kozman, I didn't give him a Shtar Shichra, I still retain the Kinyan Yisr. Is that enough? Is the Kinyan Yisr enough to enable the Eved Kenani to still continue to eat Truma? Or not? Koikik, the Nefesh Kinyan Kaspo, is that enough a Kinyan Yisr, or do you need the Kinyan Mammon in addition to the Kinyas? So that's the Pasha Pshat in the Gemara Sofer. So the Gemara Tesis gives a whole explanation why that's not the Pasha Pshat. So Tesis says, so what are you talking about, Mukir Get Shichra? So it's not talking about a Chatzi Eved v'Chatzi Ben Chayrin. So the Achronim all ask on Tesis, a Chatzi Ben Chayrin? A Chatzi Eved v'Chatzi Ben Chayrin is a split person. You have to go to Chumra and all the Dinim. He has to like Tefillin because of the Chatzi Ben Chayrin. And whatever dinim applied to an Eved, you go to Chumra, everything. So how can Tosfos have a Havamina that a Chatzi Ben Chayrin can eat Truma? The Chatzi Ben Chayrin is not an Eved Kenani Shel Kayin. He's like a Zar eating Truma. How can Tosfos raise such a possibility? Tosfos claims that the Gemara is misupik about. So that's what Achrayim asked on Tosfos. The Marshal asked on Tosfos. It doesn't make sense. Tosfos doesn't make sense. So Rabbi Yosef Engel has a whole sefer on Eben Ezra that's called Chosin Yosef. He writes in the introduction to the sefer, there was a period of time that he had trouble with his eyes. And he was a man who was always sitting and learning. So the doctor told him not to let him read for a couple of months. He was ready to go out of his mind. What's he going to do? He's not going to read. So he got a bacha to read for him. What's he going to read? He's going to read Gemara? No, Gemara he knew about that. He didn't need that. He can rattle off the Gemara about that. So he had a bacha, it had to be something light, so he read Avne Milua. The Bacha was reading Avni Milua. So he couldn't read. So he was dictating. The Bacha read a paragraph. So he was dictating, write this, write that. So he wrote and he wrote and he wrote and he wrote a whole sefer. Then when the doctor said he's allowed to read again, so he looked over what the Bacha wrote. And everything was numbered, every paragraph, 1, 2, 3. So he looked it over. And every here and there, he would cross out. He changed his mind. It's no good. So it goes, Aleph Beis, Yud Gimel, Yud Dalet, Chav Gimel, Chav Hei. He crossed out 10 in a row, he crossed out 1, he crossed out 5 in a row, and then the numbers keep on going. So they printed it. They had the manuscript. Rabbi Yosef Engel never printed it. It was printed in America. As the Horus, originally, the first time it was printed, it has the Horus from Rabbi Lezer Shilva, who was a chief rabbi of the United States and Canada too. He's the president of the Agudas Rabbanim of America, and he gave the Kiyosdik a Horus in the end, very fascinating. So this sefer, Chosin Yosef, now they printed in the back of all the Avnei Milum and all the new editions. They print the Haoris of Rabbi Yosef Engel called Chosin Yosef, Haoris on the Avnei Milua. It's a whole introduction that he wasn't feeling well, he couldn't read, and the Bacha read. He was dictating, crossed out the numbers, the whole story. He has the whole story in it. So he has, among other comments, he has this comment on this Tosfos. How can Tosfos have such a Havamina that a Chatzi Yevet and a Chatzi Mecharin is allowed to eat Truma? The Chatzi Ben Chorin is also, the Chatzi Mecharin is he's not an Evet Shal Koin. How can he possibly eat Truma? So he says, no, Tosfos' opinion is that the Iser of a Zar eating Truma is because of Bitul Mitzvasai. Because the Kohen is supposed to eat the Truma. So if a Zar eats it, you're not going to be Mekayim the Mitzvasai. But what happens if this fellow is a half Kohen, half not Kohen? So the half, a split personality, is a Chatzi Eved and a Chatzi Mechor. So the Chatzi Eved is an Eved Shal Kohen. So Mitzad the Chatzi Eved is allowed to eat Truma. So you can't say that Mitzad the Chatzi Ben Chorin, he's not allowed to eat truma, he's being mevatel mitzvah. No, he's a chatzi eved. He's a chatzi eved eating truma. Mitzad the chatzi eved, he's allowed to eat truma. So there's no issur on the chatzi ben charis eating truma. There's no bitul mitzvah. That's what he suggests, pshat in the Tosfos. Whether you agree with the Tosfos or not, but the concept that he develops It is true, that's what you see in the Rambam in front of Mishnayis. The Rambam got it from the Mishnayis. The din is that the Kohen himself is supposed to drink Dovish Adarka Lishtais and to be Sof Dovish Adarka Losuch and to eat Dovish Adarka Lechol. If the Kohen is going to take some Trum and rub it into his body to do Sicha on it, he's Mevatel the Mitzvah. What Avera did the Kohen do? He's not a Zar. What Avera did he do? He did the Avera, Mishmeres Trumaisa. He did Ibud Trum. That's an Isar Esay. It's not an Isar La, but it's an Isar Esay Mishmeres Trumaisa. To see to it that you don't waste the chumah, you don't use it improperly. So just like the coin has to eat davish adarka lechel to drink davish adarka lishtus and losach davish adarka losach, so the zar who does any one of these three will be chayv karmi chamish. It could well be that the zar who will shmir shemesh shol chumah will not be chayv misa b'day shamayim. We said that the Gemara says, we quoted a Gemara in Shabbos dafayin aleph asayin base. The Gemara says that karmi chamish is to misa b'day shamayim as chatus is to koris. So we know from Mishnayos that that's not 100% accurate. It's a shtikal aloy plug over here. There are cases where you chayv to pay karem v'chaymish, even though there is no misa b'day shamayim. Let's say a zar will eat truma tmeyo. So there's no misa b'day shamayim. Mesa b'oki yichalu prat lezusha mechulelos v'yamedes. That's a gemara chulin. That if a zar eats truma tmeyo is ben kavako, not edible by the kohen. But nonetheless, the Mishnah says, if a zar will eat truma tmei, he is chai karem v'chaymish, even though there's no misa b'day shamayim. So the Mishnah Melech points that out. That even though the Gemara says in Shabbos that it's karem v'chaymish is to misa b'day shamayim, is chatas is to koris, and you should have said that if it's truma tmei, and there's no misa b'day shamayim, even if you would have eaten, if it made it, it should have not been any chai of karem v'chaymish. But the Mishnah says, not so. So it's a low plug there, right? You always pay. Okay. So nonetheless, that's what the Braisa has over here. The Braisa had this Tosefta says, Azar hu soch shemen shal truma is chayv to pay kerem v'chaymish, because the coin was supposed to be soch shemen shal truma. Shemen is aymed l'sicha. So the coin should be soch. So if the zar is going to be soch shemesh al truma, they'll have to pay karem v'chaymish. It could well be that the zar will not be chay misa b'day shamayim. Why? Because the whole prohibition for the zar being soch shemesh al truma is based on the premise that sicha ki shtiya, and shtiya is bechlal achila. A zar is forbidden to eat truma. Zar shoch al truma is misa b'day shamayim. It's a lav in misa b'day shamayim. And shtiya bechlal achila. We say sicha ki shtiya. So sicha soch shemen is like shtiya, and shtiya bechlal achila, so it's a violation of achila. So that statement, that's a big machlokes, but that's the raisa of the rabban, sicha ki shtiya. So the Rabbi Natam says that sicha ki shtiya is only the rabban. We mentioned yesterday on Yom Kippur, all the other inuyim achila shtiya has chorus, and the other rabbo inuyim, the Gemara says in the dorm there's no chorus. Very strange. Why does the Gemara in Yuma say like that? The end of Yuma, but the Gemara has long discussions about the inuyim. Gemara in Yuma never explains it. It's a Gemara in the Dor. Okay, got to know the Gemara in the Dor. The end of the Dor. So the Gemara said, there's only Kares on Yom Kippur. There's only an Achil Ashti. On the other inuyim, there's no Kares. So that's a big machalik Zerushayim. The other inuyim, there's no Kares, is an indication that it's only with the Rabbana. All the Psukim is only in Asmachta. All the Shari inuyim is only with the Rabbana. That's Bali Atosfos. And the Rambam says, no, the Shari inuyim are Nisa Deraisa. But there's nismayit from Koris. How do you have such a thing? You have a din inui on Yom Kippur. There's an iser, there's a mitzvah, the nisim esnav shesech, and there's an iser lav. That's what Balzim raised the question yesterday. Where's the lav? That's the Gemara's question. Where is there a lav? It doesn't say a lav. So the Gemara works hard, the Rambam has, there is some kind of a lav somewhere or another for one who violates the inuyim on Yom Kippur. So the Shad is according to the Ram, how can you have one pasuk, one lav? You're not allowed to do violations of inuy. Half of the lav sometimes has chorus, achil shtiya. When you do the other inuy, there's no chorus. Do you find such a thing? Isn't that strange? So it's not strange. You have by dam like that. You have an isa deraisa of dam. Sometimes dam is chorus, and sometimes dam is not chorus. There's an isa dam deraisa, but there's no chorus. Dam shanashama yotzeba is chorus. Dam alev is chorus. Dam ayvarim. Take a piece of meat and you squeeze out the blood. So by us, the meat is all cooked already. So dam shebishla, we paskin is only the rabbanon. But if you have raw blood, if it's dam hayavarim, It's not dam shem shamiyot, but it's not dam alei. So that'll be an issa deraisa. So there won't be kares. So the same over here, the Rama has one lav. You're not allowed to violate inuyim on Yom Kippur. There's a mitzvah to observe inuyim. Nisim es nashsech mitzvah esay. Then somewhere or another, there's a mitzvah lois esay. That's a good question. Where it is? The Gemara and the Rama work very hard on that. Where the lav, but the Mishnah says one who eats on Yom Kippur gets malka. So there's an issa deraisa. It's loike. And then included in the lav, not to do inuyim, not to violate the inuyim, is sometimes get kares, sometimes you don't get kares. On achidah shtiyah, this kares, and the other inuyim is no kares. So the shaila is, Taisus is entitled to express their opinion that all inuyim are only the rabbanon, v'harai, there's no kares. Okay, how can you have a lav? Part of it has kares, part of it doesn't. So the rabbin tam is bothered. The Rambam is not bothered. You have by damim like that. But sometimes you have dam. Where there is kares, sometimes dam is not kares. But that's what Rabbi Natam says. How can it be one lav and part of it has kares, part of it doesn't have kares? It's a right that the other ain't knowing my rolling the rabban. So tenach, I can understand wearing shoes and washing and tashmish amita. You can say it's only the rabban because that's nothing to do with eating. But sicha kishmir oil. The Gemara says sicha kishtiya. The Gemara knows that from a pasuk. Sicha kishtiya. So shtiya, there should be kares. Shtiyah is an issa deraisa. The Rabbi Natam says the whole story sichi kishtiyah is only mid rabban. The whole thing is only mid rabban. So the shaila is, what do you mean sichi kishtiyah is only mid rabban? So why is how is a kohen allowed to be soch shemesh al truma? If you don't say sichi kishtiyah, then why isn't the kohen a violation of mishmeres truma isai? He's wasting the truma shalokim mitzvasai. Or if you don't believe in Sikhi Kishtiya, why is the Zar Shesach Shemeshal Truma, Mishalam Sakaran Vesachemish? Here, Asach Shemeshal Truma, Mishalam Sakaran, Mishalam Sakaimish, Ataseftin Trumas. Why is he Chayv Karen Vechemish? He didn't do anything wrong. Sikhi Kishtiya is only the Rabbanah. So that's where Avelvela Soloveitchik points out in the end of his Sefer, in the collection of letters that they have. He says, Sikhi Kishtiya, part of it for sure is their right. The other part that's questionable, Sichi Kishir, that there's a lav, Achilo Shtiyo, so one who's Soch on Yom Kippur is over on the Isser of Achilo, and one who's Soch Shemesh Al Truma, Azar She Soch Shemesh Al Truma, should be Chai Misa B'dei Shamayim, so that's a machlek, that's a shayla where the Sichi Kishir is the Reis the Rabbanon, and the Rabbeinu Tam, and Taisus holds that it's only with the Rabbanon, Sichi Kishir is only with the Rabbanon. But in the Oymed L'mitzvasa, if you have Truma, then the Rambam is quoting from the Mishnah, is that's the way they interpreted the Pesukim. Whatever is Aymed Lachila, the Kohen should eat. Whatever is Aymed Lishtiya, he should drink. Whatever is Aymed Lasicha, he should be Sach. So that, everyone agrees that that's Sicha Kishtiya, that's Menat Torah. Here the Rambam quotes Sicha Kishtiya, that for sure is Menat Torah. And the Meila, since it's Aymed L'Mitzvah, everyone agrees that you say Sicha Kishtiya to that extent. That's not on the part of the kohen. You don't see he's in violation of mishmeres trumaisai. Why he's smearing the oil? He's supposed to eat it or drink it. It's not oimid l'shtiyo. It's oimid l'sicha. So sichi kishtiyo l'chalade. So azar shesach shemesh al truma is mevatel the mitzvasai of the truma. We really should have used this truma. A kohen should have been soch b'shemesh al truma. So if the zar does it, that's an outright bitul mitzvasai. So then the zar has to pay kerem v'chaymish. Would the zar be chayim misa b'dei shamayim? Would he be like it? So that's the Rabbeinu Tam holds no. The Rabbeinu Tam Sucha Kishti is only the Rabbana vis-a-vis the Lav, vis-a-vis the Oynish of Misa B'dei Shamayim. But with respect to the mitzvah and the Bittul mitzvah, so then everybody agrees that the mitzvah of Shem and Shal Truma is to use it for Sikha purposes, not to drink it, because that it's not Amilakah. Normal people don't drink Shloki Derech Achilosai. If you drink a bottle of olive oil, so Zuke Mazik, that's not normal. That's not normal. So that everybody agrees that it's oimin the mitzvasa, yemikayim in the mitzvasa of the truma, if the coin will be soch shemesh al truma, and the zar she soch shemesh al truma will for sure be chayiv kerem v'chaymish. And there's also a light plug over here. How can it be chayiv kerem v'chaymish? If kerem v'chaymish is to misa b'dei shamayim, like chatas is to koreis, so if you tell me there's no misa b'dei shamayim here, Abin Atam says no misa b'dei shamayim, so what? You have to say it's a loy plug, like the Mishnah Mal pointed out. The Zar Shachal Truma Tmeyo. It's also the Gemara says, Meisa Boki Yichalu Prat Lezu Shem B'chulelos V'yomedes. If the Zar eats Truma Tmeyo, he's not Chayim Misa B'dei Shemayim. And nonetheless, if he eats a B'shoigig, he's Chayim to pay the Karim HaChemish. That's a loy plug, so this is also a loy plug. But the Zar Shesach Shem Shal Truma, he pays Karim HaChemish, even if you'll assume that there is no lab, there is no Misa B'dei Shemayim. So this brisa that says that the Zar is just the Tosefta is elaborating on the Mishnah. Everything is contained in the Mishnah. Everything in the Mishnah is contained in the Pasuk and Chumash. He's not adding on anything new. So the Zar she'ochal truma b'shoigeg has to pay Karen v'chaymish. That's only if the Zar did it in the same way, the same fashion, the way the coin was supposed to have used it. Achila anadav ha'imed l'achila, shtia anadav ha'imed l'shtia, and sicha anadav ha'imed l'sicha. What if the Zar will be Shoyse Shemesh al Truma? Not Soch Shemesh al Truma, Shoyse Shemesh al Truma. So the Brisa says that then you're not Chayib Kerem Chaymish, because the Kohen is not supposed to be Shoyse Shemesh al Truma. That's not the Bittul Mitzvah, it's just Ishkeruch al Prat Mazik. He was Mazik the Shemin, but he didn't really be Mevatul the Mitzvah. A Kohen wouldn't be allowed to do like that, to be Shoyse the Shemesh al Truma. So the Tosefta says in such a case, the Zar would not be Chayib to pay Kerem Chaymish. So that's what the Gemara quotes that Brisa. If a Zar is not Chayiv Kerem B'chaymesh, because it's not normal, so he's not Chayiv, then you can't have a bracha mefuretas of Bar Pihuit. Either you have no bracha at all, Rashi says, Azuke Mazik, there's no bracha at all, or at least like the Rambam says, you knock it down to Shachal. But you cannot have a bracha mefuretas. Then there are certain cases in the Gemara, where the Gemara has, you look in the last perek in Yuma, the Gemara talks about what's called eating on Yom Kippur and what's called eating for the Zav Shachal Truma B'Shegig. The Gemara has comparisons. And it is the same, it's not the same. So the Gemara there has a Machlekes Rebbe and a Chachamim. There's certain cases we have a Machlekes Rebbe and a Chachamim. Is this considered a normal way of eating food? Or abnormal way? Let's say someone's got to drink a lot of vinegar. Is drinking vinegar normal? Normally you cook with vinegar. You mix it in with other. You don't drink a cup full of it. You drink a bottle of vinegar. So there's a machlekes Rebbe and a Chachamim. With a Zar, if you have chomet shel truma, and a Zar drinks it, b'shoigeg is a chayv kerem chomet. So similarly, there's a machlekes Rebbe and a Chachamim. So usually whenever there's a machlekes Rebbe and a Chachamim, we should pass k'yochel rab halacha k'rab. If he disagrees with the rabbim, then we don't accept this. If he disagrees with another rabbi, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, we will paskel like rabbi. But it's rabbi v'chachamim, so we normally paskel like the chacham. So that's one machlekes. And the last perek in Yuma, what if a zar sheshos a chaymet shel truma? And what is it doing in the last perek in Yuma? Because the Mishnah talks about what's a din. He's not allowed to eat a drink on Yom Kippur. What if a person b'shoigeg eats a drink? He has to bring a carbon chatos. What if he drinks food that's not roi lachila? He eats food or drinks that's not roi lachila. So it's a machleik. The Gemara says, what if one drinks hashos hachomitz b'yom kippurim is ichayv koras anat? And what if he did a b'shoigeg? Would he be chayv to bring a carbon chatos halacha lamais? L'chatchila, the Gemara says, for sure you're not allowed to drink it. L'chol adeis. But the shaila is b'riyevet. Is that called shtia? Is it da'imed l'shtia? Is it roi l'shtia? So yechayiv chatos b'riyevet or not? The Gemara says a machlekes is Rebbe Nachachami by Yom Kippur, just like it's a machlekes. Maybe it's machlekes Rebbe Nachachami Yom Kippur, just like we know for sure there is a machlekes Rebbe Nachachami. One can say that by Yom Kippur, everybody agrees that it's not a violation because it's not. It doesn't really depend on achil. It depends by nisim is nafshe sech. So this is a violation of Inisa, which normal person drinks vinegar. So it could be l'chol adeis on Yom Kippur in Atchai. But azar shochal truma b'shoigeg has to give kerem chaymish. What if the zar drank a bottle of chaymit shel truma? So that's a machlekes Rebbe Nachachamim. Then the Gemara has another machlekes Rebbe Nachachamim that the Ravid refers you to in Perek Yud and Hilchas Trumas, Halacha Zayin. Here's a Hasagas HaRavid on the Rama. Gemara has another machlekes. It's a Yerushalmi quotes. Yerushalmi in the last perek in Yuma. What's a din? Hakoses es achitim shel truma. You have kernels of grain of wheat, and the fella in its truma, and a non-kain is chewing it. Normally, what do you take? What do you do with wheat kernels of grain? You grind it up, you make flour. Take the flour, mix in water, you make cake or cookies or bread or whatever. You make something out of it. But if you just chew the kernels of grain, is that normal? So it's a machlekes Rebbe and a Chachamim. A kaisa means a person is chewing something in an abnormal fashion. If he would eat something normal, that's called oichel. A kaisa is abnormal. So a kaisa is schitim, kernels of grain, Is he Azar who did that? Is he Mishalim Kerem V'chaymish or not? So Rebbe says Mishalim Kerem V'chaymish. The Chachamim say you don't pay Kerem V'chaymish. The Rambam writes over here that you pay Kerem V'chaymish. Kosas Sachitim, Ogoma Sachaymetz, he swallows a bottle of vinegar, Shaltruma. The Rambam writes, Areza Mishalim Kerem V'chaymish. The Rebbe is Masik, it's a Machlekes Rebbe and the Chachamim. And Rebbe holds like that. So he doesn't understand it. Kaimon and Kerabonon. Why should we pass him like Rebbe? We should pass him like the Chacham. So he's Masik on the Rambam. Why did the Rambam decide all of a sudden over here to pass him like Rebbe? That Akoysa says Achitim is Chayv Kerem V'chaymish. And Ashay says Chaymet Shal Truma is Chayv Kerem V'chaymish. The Rebbe thinks the did should not be so. Aye, but there's an often a riot to the Rambam from the Gemara and Brachas. The Gemara says Akoysa says Achitim. When you say bari minim zayis, so Gemara, you only say bari minim zayis, made cake or cookies out of it. Or you made Wheaties or Cheerios, whatever, something like that. What if you're just eating the kernels of grain? Akoisis is achitmi, chewing kernels of wheat, grain of wheat. So the Gemara says, you don't say bari minim zayis there. So what bracha do you say? So the Gemara says bari pri adama. So from the fact that you say bari pri adama, the Gemara says over here that it's habah talia. We just had over here. The Gemara talks, what bracha do you say when you drink a bottle of shemen zayis? Gemara says, bari prihuetz. The Gemara says, what are you talking about? Bottle of shemen zayis? Azuki kamazikle. You don't say bari prihuetz. There are two ways to interpret what the din is. Azuki kamazik. Rashi says you don't say bracha at all. And the Rambam says the bracha is knocked down to shahakal. But you don't say bari prihuetz, that's for sure. You don't say bracha meforetz. So the Gemara says, beferish. If it's an abnormal way, if it's not kederach shtiyosoi, and you're not chayv kerem v'chaymish, then it follows automatically that you're not going to have a bracha mefuretis. So the Rabbit says, the Rabbit is masig on the Rambam. Why did the Rambam paskin like Rebbe? The din should be like the Chachamim. Yochad v'rab malacha kirab. I frek the Rabbit, but there's a beferish gemara brachas. We didn't get to it yet. The Gemara says, akoyses is achitim. It doesn't have the chashivit to say bari min mezainis if you're eating kernels of grain, but you say bari pri hadoma. No, from the fact that you say bari pri hadoma, you say bracha mefuretes, that shows that you chayv kerem v'chaymish. If it would have been a zar, who would be eating truma like that, if a zar she'ochal, we say ishkeichel prat lamazik, either if someone is eating it, either there's no bracha at all, or the bracha is knocked down to shahakal. So from the fact that the Gemara paskins akoyses achitim, b'varach bari hadoma, that shows that the din is like Rebbe, that this is considered a normal kederach achilasai. So the Ravid says, no, that's a mistake. The bracha is bar pi adama, and it's geichel prat lamazik that the zar shochel b'shogig doesn't pay kerem v'chaymish. That's what the Ravid says. Afal gav the mevorcha manol bar pi adama, the Gemara bracha is not the mocker for the Rambam. That's where the Rambam got it from, that the fact that the Gemara paskins later in the perek, that if you eat the kernels of grain of chitin, you say a bracha mefuretas a bar pi adama. That's a beferish right that is not considered kiyachol pratamal. So the rabbi says one has nothing to do with the other. Avgab the bracha not bar pi adama. Efshid the legabi chuma maziku. The two are unrelated, not connected at all. So lachrani missed. What's the rabbi talking about? It's against the Gemara. The Gemara said beferish right over here that if you drink the bottle of shemen zayis, you cannot possibly say a bracha bar pi hayt. You can't have a bracha mefuretas. Because Azuki Mazikle, we have a Tosefta, the one who drinks Azar Shishos Hashem and Shal Truma, Eina Mishalim Es Achaymish. So therefore it follows that there's no bracha mufuretas, so there's no bracha at all. Either there's no bar preet, so there's no bracha at all. But for sure there's no bracha bar pihoet. So how can the Rabbit say, no, you have a bar pri hadoma on the Koysis Es Achito, and it doesn't indicate anything about the Zar Shachal Bishrik. The rival is against the Gemara. That's what all the Tzlacha and the Daf is the Kasha. The Samech, all the Achrayim, they all is the Kasha. The rival is against the Gemara. So we have to look in the Gemara to see are we reading the Gemara straight? We have to learn a little more Gemara to see. We have to go through Lamed Vav and Aleph a little bit to continue in this Sugya. But so far, based on what we read so far, the rival is against the Gemara. We'll have to see if there's more Gemara on the topic. So the Gemara is asking again on this din that Shmuel and Rabbi Yechanan, Shmuel lived in Bavar, Rabbi Yechanan lived in Eretz Yisrael. They both said the same thing. Shemen Zayis, the bracha is bar pihoetz. So the Gemara says Hachidame. Ilema the Shosei Lemishti is drinking a bottle of Shemen Zayis the way it is straight, is azuki kamazik le, either means no bracha at all or means knocked down to shahakol, but you don't say bracha mufaretis. How do you know it's azuki kamazik le detanya? You see that a zar shushos Hashem shal truma is not chayv chaymish, so it follows that there's no bracha mufaretis. Ela de kochale al yedei pas, it must be that he's not drinking a bottle of shemen zayis, he's dipping his challah into the, some people shmir on butter, some people shmir on margarine, some people dip it into olive oil. Fine. So he's dipping his challah into olive oil. So the Gemara says, fine, it's nice and healthy, but there's a din of ikar and tofa, bilach al ikar, butter satvel. You don't say shahakal ni bedvara on the butter or on the margarine. If you say amoitzi, the bread is the ikar and the margarine is the tofa. So here also, if you're dipping your challah into shemazayas, so the shemazayas is the tofa, that's the flavoring, and amoitzi is the ikar. So when is there going to be a case that Shmuel and Rabbi Yechon are going to say that you should recite Baruch Pri Huayitza on the Shemen Zayis? Ela, the Gemara says, must be the Koshosa Le'adei Nigra. He's pouring the Shemen Zayis into a bowl of soup. So the Gemara bite that, no? What bracha do you say in the soup? Baruch Pri Ha'adam, on vegetable soup. So the Shemen Zayis is a butter, is a tuffle over there. Still, a nigron is, the Gemara says, is a vegetable soup in cane. Ha, Craig Gemara Kasha on the top line. Habli a nigron, nikri shem etopin, stan zakal, kashi kri met tvelo. Vorach alit to pertes ha tvelo. You don't have to say bracha on the tofel. You don't have to say bracha on the tofel. And for the Gemara, hocham askinon, what case is it that Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan came up with a chiddush? That shem and zayis is bar pihoetz. We're talking about a case, b'choshish b'grono. He has a sore throat. He has some infection in his throat. And drinking a lot of shemen zayis is healthy for a sore throat. Who says? The doctor said. How do you know the doctor said? It's a Mishnah in Shabbos. So there are 24 prokim on Masechta Shabbos, and one whole parak, Shmaya Shrotzim, is dedicated to the din of refuah. The Chachamim made it zer in the Rabban. If the person is a bari with a mechesh ba'alma, he's basically healthy. He just has little light aches and pains. If he really doesn't feel well, so then whenever goes an Issa Refuah, that's how we pass on the Shulchan Aruch. But basically, he's healthy, he's a bari with a mechesh be'almo, then they didn't give any kulas adarabba, they made a chumrah. They made a chumrah that he's not allowed to apply, not allowed to prepare any medication, not allowed to apply any medication. Even if the medication was prepared from before Shabbos, he's not allowed to drink it, he's not allowed to apply. So that's where Rashi adds on over here, Rashi and Taisus add on based on that sugi and shmei neshrotim and masecha Shabbos. Let's say a person only drinks schnapps when he has a cold. When he's healthy, he can't stand schnapps. But other people drink schnapps even when they're not sick. So you say a bracha over schnapps. If you take medicine that doesn't taste good, so you don't say a bracha. But if you take medicine, let's say you need tea with sugar. You're sick, the doctor said you got to have tea with sugar. So some people drink tea with sugar when they're not sick. Other people only drink when they're sick. So you say a bracha. You say a bracha on the tea with the sugar. It tastes good. And you're allowed to take tea with sugar on Shabbos. It's a dead giveaway that I don't feel well. I never drink tea with sugar. I never drink Shabbos. It doesn't matter. Since for most, there are people who do drink tea with sugar. There are tea people who do drink Shabbos. So even though by you it's niker, that's mutter. Refuah she'ena nikeris is mutter. It's only us refuah hanikeris. That's how Rashi writes. I'll call refuah course. If it's nicker, if it's obvious, if it's a dead giveaway that he's doing it, the shame refuah that he's not allowed to use the refuah. Gzer mishem shchik shchik is a malach of toche. Fine. So they made it gzer. So the Mishnah Shabbos talks about different things that are the refuah. One of the things is if a guy has a sore throat, so he's going to gargle with shemen zayis and he's going to spill it out. He's going to spit it out. So the Mishnah says that that's good for a sore throat. Choshish b'grono, lo yareda b'shem etchila b'shabbos. You're not allowed to gargle with olive oil on Shabbos because that's a refuah hanikeres. What exactly the details are, when is it? Is it only us if you gargle and then you spit it out? What if you hold it in your throat? You don't gargle. You hold it in your throat a long time and then you swallow. Is that mutter? So that's how Shaila Taisis picks on Rashi. Then only we have a question. Okay, what exactly, when is it refuah hanikeres? What's normal? Is that normal that some people sometimes hold they drink shemen zayis the way it is? If they're not sick, someone would do like that. The Gemara said it's a zuke mazik. How can it be that that's normal? So that's what Taisus is mazik and Rashi. So Rashi sounds like he's saying to gargle with it and to spit it out, that's awesome. Or to put it in your mouth, melechatchila al das, to hold it a long time. But if you're going to drink a cup full of shemen zayis, and you hold it in your throat for a while before you swallow it. So Rashi sounds like also that's mutter. And Tais is not so convinced that that's right. There's the details in Hilchas Refuah HaNikeres. Is it Nikeres or not Nikeres? But the principle they all agree to, they all subscribe. If you have a bari with a mechish bi'alma, not only are there no kulas, we added on a chumr, gzera the rabbanon, that you're not allowed to apply medication, not allowed to prepare medication, give it to someone else. And even if someone prepared the medication from before Shabbos, you're not allowed to apply the medication on Shabbos. Zera mishum shchik l'samur. So you see from that Mishnah in Shabbos, and Tosefta in Shabbos, fine. You see from that Tosefta Masechah Shabbos, the Shem in Zayas is healthy, is a good cure for one who has a sore throat, some kind of infection in the throat. So that's what we're talking about over here. You're going to pour a lot of Shemen Zayis Harbe into a bowl of vegetable soup. And the reason, normally, under normal circumstances, you put a little bit of Shemen Zayis, but because he has a sore throat, he puts a lot of Shemen Zayis in. And he's really interested in drinking the Shemen Zayis, not really so interested in the vegetable soup. He's going to pour Shemen Zayis Harbe, the Gemara says. Benoisen Shemen Harbe Letocha Nigra Ubalea. So even though it's less than 50% of the whole mixture, Hashem Azai is less than 50%, Alpi Pashtus, but in this case, that's the Iker. The Iker and the Tafel is determined a little bit subjectively. Won't say, let's say, the mother gives the child a piece of challah with butter. So the kid would rather lick off the butter and throw out the challah. Mother says, no, you eat up the challah. So the kid is crying. He's stuck, he has to eat. But really by him, the butter is the ikar. You're going to say for the kid, he should say sha'akol. He shouldn't say hamaitzi. It's not or not. There are certain cases where we determine, we have an objective standard. We say that bread and butter, the bread is the ikar and the butter is the tofah. Bread and salt, the bread is the ikar and the salt is the tofah. It doesn't matter what you feel subjectively. But there are other cases like over here where sometimes the shemen zayis will be the ikar as opposed to the vegetable soup.
Sometimes when we have a piece of pizza, they only eat the top.
Mm-hmm.
Should we teach them to say
shahakol? Yeah, if they only eat the top, you say shahakol. They're not eating the bottom. But if their mother is going to force them to eat the whole thing, but they really don't want the bottom, so their bottom is still yikar. Even though subjectively they would prefer only to eat the top, but the mother forces them. I don't think in such a case you say, like over here, you don't say that you judge it subjectively, and since the child is only really interested in the cheese and the mother is forcing him to eat the pizza, so you only say brother the cheese. I don't think so. I think this Gemara is only this kind of a case. Where you mix in a lot of Shem and Zayis into the Anigra, and even though the Rove, the Gemara is going to have a din later, you go Basarai, that's a different thing. You have a mixture of different foods, and it's all blended in together. And some of the foods are Hadoma, some of them are Hawait, and some of them are Shahakol. The different brachas and mizaynus, let's say have a little rice, different things mixed in. So whichever is 51%, so that's koveya, that's arbitrarily declared as the ikar. If it's going to be mizaynus from the hameshes minidogan, it's going to be a different din. We'll get to that. But if it's mizaynus from rice, then it's the same as other brachas paratias that it goes basarai. Here, I think it means it's not shem zayis harbe, but it's not the 51%, less than 51%. But still, we declare if a person has a sore throat and he has a different proportion, there's more Shemen Zayis than one would normally put in, but then we determine, then we declare that the Shemen Zayis is the Iker and the vegetable soup is the Tofel, and then in such a case that's normal, so then you say Baruch Pei Hoyitz on the Shemen Zayis. So the Gemara says Pshita. Well, once you come to that realization, Pshita, what's the Chiddush? What's the Chiddush that you say Baruch Pei Hoyitz? Gemara holds that it's all Pshita. That you say Baruch Pei Hoyitz on the Shemen Zayis. So the Gemara says, "Ma would attain? Mekim nilivu kam vachavim dolav rachalei kalal." On medicines, you don't see any brachas. One would have thought no bracha. Kamash mulan no. And half of the medicines you do, if they taste good, came this le anam inay boy brucha. If you swallow a pill, or you're drinking something that tastes awful, that no normal person in his right mind would ever eat. You have no brevi. He's not well, so the doctor prescribes it. So then there's no bracha. But if it's something that does taste good, except that the healthy people don't take it, but people are sick. Eat this a regular michael, it has a good taste. And then Tosha said, that's not law. The little Tosha said, that's not law. Okay. Let's say the Gemara that we learned before. Rashi says, Azuki Masikla, you don't say a bracha at all. Why? So Rashi explains, the whole mocker even though we assume that Birchas Hanenin is only with the Rabbanon, but it's patterned after, called the Tikkun Rabbanon Kein Derasi Tikkun, it's patterned after the Pasuk in Chumash. So this is not called Achila, Rashi says. If you eat something and it doesn't taste good, it's not healthy and it doesn't taste good. So that's not called the Achalta. Achalta has to be Royal Achila. If the thing is not, normal people wouldn't eat it. It's Azuki Mazik, that's not called Achila. So Rashi holds no bracha at all. The Rambam disagrees. The Rambam just says, you knock down the bracha to Shahakal. Why does it become Shahakal? So that's Gemaris later, we'll get to it. If you eat, let's say, potatoes. So we eat potatoes, but we don't eat raw potatoes. The behemoths eat raw potatoes. The people only eat potatoes that are cooked or baked. So if you eat a raw potato, then you say shahakol nimedvar, because it's shlok ederach achilos, it's not normal. If you eat a cooked potato, then it'll be bar priyado. What if, let's say, in Europe, they never, the behemoths ate raw carrots. Human beings didn't eat raw carrots. So they would only eat cooked carrots. So again, if they would eat raw carrots, they would say shahakal nibidvar, it's not normal. You eat cooked carrots, then you say bar pri hadam, and now it's normal. Rabbi Feinstein writes in America, everybody eats raw carrots. We all became like on the madrega of the European behemoths. Everybody eats raw carrots in America. Says Shaila, maybe the cooked carrots became shahakal. Whenever it's normal, let's say an orange. In America, everybody eats oranges raw. Let's say you're going to cook the orange. Who eats cooked oranges? So the Gemara says that's ishtani. Ishtani ligriusa. So then it loses its original bracha. It's considered like a synthetic food. The Gemara has later. So the Gemara has, part of the rule is when you eat a food, oichel shalok aderech achilosai, the bracha is knocked down to shahakol. The bracha is always knocked down. So the Rashi holds on zukim asik no bracha at all. Ein zo achila, and the whole brichas hanenin, is it ein zu achila shetuna bracha de gabi bracha ve'achalta k'siv? Called the tikkun rabbanan came the rice tikkun the bracha rishon birchas hanen and this pattern after the bracha de rice birchas hamazon ve'achalta the svata ve'achta azuke masik is not called achila. The Rambam holds opposite. Is achila sof kol sof? He does get, he eats it, goes down the esophagus, he swallows it, goes into the stomach. It does give nutrition. It does give, even if it doesn't give nutrition, water, it doesn't give nutrition, but still, it blends in with the body. It gets absorbed in the system. So the Rambam holds, even though it's a zuke mazik, it is called a ma'is achila, so it does require a bracha, but it doesn't have a bracha before etas. Just say shakal nibila, because it's not normal. Shalok aderach achilos, you knock down the bracha to shakal. The Gemara has a suffix in Maseches Soito. When his husband brings the wife to the Beis HaMikdash and he gives her the Maim HaMorim, the Gemara has a suffix. What if she'll drink through a straw? Is she yotze the mitzvah of shtiyas ma'am amarim if you drink through a straw? Maybe you shlok aderach shtiyas. So in Europe, they came up, some of the rabbanim came up with such an einfal. If you drink through a straw, it's a suffix in the Gemara Sota whether it's kaderach shtiyas or not, then maybe shlok aderach shtiyas. So maybe you shouldn't say bracha. Would they get that from? If you drink shlok aderach shtiyas, you don't say bracha at all. The Gemara says if you eat or you drink something, whatever fancy bracha should have had is knocked down to shahakol. Rashi holds if it's a zukamasik, there's no bracha at all. And the Rambam says no, a zukamasik just accomplishes that it's not normal shalokederach, like eating raw potatoes or like eating cooked oranges. So if you eat something shalokederach achilosai, so you say shahakol. Whatever bracha should have had is knocked down to shahakol. But if you're drinking water, you're drinking soda, so ben kavaka is going to be shahakol. So what does make it worse? Because you drink through a straw. So it shouldn't have any broch at all. Of course it's shtiyah. Just as Shaila is a kederach shtiyah, shalom kederach shtiyah.
So the cooked carrots, so we're 1% that can make a shahakal. Is that the shahakal? So my folks are showing the guy in the book
called,
make a
shahakal
over
their daughter. Yeah.
Is that the
shahakal
by
the guy in
the book
called?
You don't have to drink the, so that
is
like
a
cooked carrots?
Rashi's opinion, Tesis and Ari Pesachim quotes Rashi's opinion that you say shahakal on cooked cooked wine. All of our wine is yayin mevushon. Rashi says why? Because the Gemara says that cooked wine is ishtani ligriusa. It's inferior. Well, it was raw before you cooked it. It was tastier.
The Gemara here has about yayin mevushon, so you make a tchumen for the
yayin mevushon. Yeah.
You use the yayin mevushon, so you use less. It's more kosher.
Okay.
Yayin mevushon is also kosher.
is more chashiv than regular wines. Rashi quotes from the Gemara Bava Basra that bishul on yayin, heat, ruins wine. The guy upstairs has barrels of wine. The guy downstairs is not allowed to install an oven in that room because the heat is going to go up and ruin the wine from the guy upstairs. So you see from the Gemara that cooking wine makes it inferior. All the ritzy, expensive trefa wines, they're all non-mevushal. The only ones who drink yayin mevushal are the Jews. The goyim don't drink yayin mevushal. So Rashi's opinion is that you say shakal. And Tosfos disagrees. They say it's not so inferior. That it's a shtani. It's so bad. So bad.
According to that,
from
the Rebbe's mentioning now, one drinks wine through a straw, so they would make shakal.
Okay, if you're drinking wine through a straw, so then there's room. Maybe that's the Gemara has an Abide Life Shita where they're drinking through a straw, it's Kedar Shtiyana. So one could say that the Gemara is advised only regarding the mitzvah of drinking my mamar and my yayot to the mitzvah Shlok Kedar Shtiyah. But to say so far, to say Shlok Kedar Shtiyah, so you should knock down the bracha to Shakal, that's questionable. But at least, all right, that's what to discuss. But to say you're drinking soda through a straw, drinking water. The only time in Europe they used to drink through a straw years ago was when they drank the mineral water. When they went to the spas for vacation, whatever, they would drink mineral water for their health. They would drink it through a straw. I don't know why. So that's they discussed that. All year long, they never had straws. Only when they drank the mineral water. So they raised the possibility, and maybe no bracha at all. So that's what some recommend. Whenever you drink a bottle of soda, you should drink, say shakal, take a sip directly, and then drink the rest through a straw. Was it up? You drink the rest. You didn't drink a revius normally, so maybe you don't say bar nefashis at the end. So you have to drink a whole revius normally. Nah, the whole thing is a joke. Even shalak d'achshdi yosei, so you knocked it down to shakal. It was shakal when you began. It was shakal. It can't go below shakal. Shakal, it is going to be. It's very, very not to be understood. Okay, but that's the Rambam learns that it's shakal because shalak d'achshdi. Here, there's a Tosfos on Lamed Vav and Aleph. Kimcha d'chiti. Gemara has the next piece of Gemara. It has a machlekes amaroin. What bracha do you recite on wheat flour? Regular flour at home. Your mother has a sack of flour. So when you, which meshugana eats flour? It's abnormal. The Gemara has a machlekes where they say, Baruch Priha, Doma Shemachal. So Tosfos says, not on the sack of flour at home. That's abnormal. That should look at Derech Achila. Near the Lomar, the Kimcha Mamish. What, regular flour, Tosfos says? He came to Shachet Be Brocha, the Baruch Priha, Doma. Of course you say Shachal. Whatever should look at Derech Achila, of course you say Shachal. Talk about a different kind of flour, a tasty flour that the Minhag HaMakom is. They toasted kernels of grain, and then they ground them up, and it's very crunchy and delicious. But they could have made cake or cookies or bread out of it. And instead, they made you eat it like this. So do you still say Baruch Pia Adama? Do you say it's Ishtani? You ground it up. So you say Shabbat. That's Ayach HaMachlokes. But to eat flour the way regular flour, sack of flour, the Tosfos says nothing to discuss. Look at Derech Achilas and Shahakol. That's the cloud, we're going to get to it later. A few Gemaras like that. Whenever you eat anything, shalok derech achilosai. That's why the Rambam says, azuke masik is knocked down to shahakal. It's not below shahakal, it can't go. Rashi says, no, it's not called achila at all. So the next Gemara has this machlokes, kimcha dechiti. That's what we're up to. Is that, yeah? They apparently toasted kernels of grain. And then they taste good the way they are now. And then you would have said Baruch Pi Adama. And toasted kernels of grain that are very tasty, you say Baruch Pi Adama. But then they went and they ground them up. So that's called Ishtani. So Ishtani, the Gemara has a whole sugya later. What bracha do you say if you mash up vegetables? And what bracha do you say if you cook vegetables? Maybe once you cook it, it's Ishtani. Or maybe once you ground it up, you mefarer it. Maybe that's Ishtani, and maybe it's like Shinui Kainim, like we learned in Baba Kama. If the Gazlan steals something and a Shinui occurs, he makes a Shinui Biyadayim, a Shinui de Memela, so it's considered upon him. Chadosh is Bolakan. It's not considered Heshua Sagzela Asher Gazal. It's not considered, it does retain its original identity when a Shinui occurs. It's considered as if in Kanal Habo, it's a new item. See here also, if you cook some food or you grind up raw food, maybe that's called Ishtani, and it doesn't retain its original status. It is considered like a synthetic food. A new synthetic food is going to be Shakal. If you have tofuri, whatever, some kind of synthetic food, it's not Huadam, it's not Huayt, it's not Mizayin, it's a synthetic food, a Shakal. So maybe So if you have potatoes that if you eat them raw, you say shakel, that's shalok derech achilosa, that's not abnormal. So then when you cook it, you don't say it's a panam chadash, the Rebbe Shlomo intended you should cook the potatoes. But if you have oranges, that it's normal to eat the oranges the way they are, and then you go and you cook the oranges, so maybe bishul is like a panam chadash is bolakan, like a ganav steals a shtender and he paints it a different color. Panam chadash is bolakan. It doesn't retain its original identity. And the Gemara has in Baba Kama that shinui kain is not a local din in Hilchas Gazlan. It applies to Esnan Zani Mechir Kelev, and applies to Rishis Hagez. It applies to other areas of Halacha as well. So here the Gemara applies shinui kain. This is called a dovish in Ishtan, a panim chadash ba'olakan. It's a synthetic food. The cooked orange should be considered a synthetic food. Synthetic food should be shahakol. The Gemara has it on two cases. Either you grind up some, let's say you eat moro. So moro is no good if it's cooked. That's a Mishnah. Moro should bishul, and moro mevushal is no good. What if you have horseradish and on the assumption the horseradish is moro? That's a big question mark. So on the assumption the horseradish is kosher for moro, what if you grind it up? That's everybody, some people do. Some people say, others say no, you grind it up, it's ishtani, and you're not yotze. You have to eat a dafke in its normal fashion. Others say, what do you mean? If you eat a chunk of horseradish, that's not normal. You don't say a broch at all, a zuke mazik. You can choke, you can die. It's not healthy at all. Either you don't say a bracha, you knock it down to shahak. You want to say a bracha, you have to grind it up. Then it's going to be normal. So some argue like that. No, if you're going to grind up the horseradish, that's called nishtani. That's based on this sugya in the Gemara. What bracha do you say on shlokas? Shlokas means cooked vegetables. Vegetables that would have been normally eaten raw, and you go and you cook it. So does it retain the bracha bar pi adam? Or do you say it's nishtani? Parim chadash ba'olakan, it's a synthetic food. So the bracha should be shakels. And that sugya, the Gemara has two things. Either grinding up something till you liquefy it, or cooking the thing. Two forms of ishtani. So what's the maskana? How do we pass on halacha l'maisa? So the Gemara says if you have a fruit or a vegetable that's ishtani, if it's ishtani limal yusa, I cooked the potatoes and now they're roi l'achilo. So ishtani limal yusa is givaldik. So you say bar pri adam, you don't say it's a shinui, panim chadash. No, that's what it's aimed the kaf. That's not called the nishtana. But if it's a shtana ligriyusa, the oranges tasted better raw. In America, we eat raw oranges. Maybe somewhere else in the world they don't, but we eat raw oranges. When you cook the oranges, it doesn't have the same gishmak as it had when it was raw. So if it's a shtana ligriyusa, so then we pass on that. That's considered a panim chadash, a balakam, to synthetic food. And it's like tofuri in the bracha shahar. One of the gedolim in Europe, the kosher glover, we mentioned the other day, kosher glover, has in his sefer psayumer ischayla, where the carbonated champagne is ishtani ligriusa. So he finally comes to the conclusion they charge more money. So it's ishtani limal yusa. People like it like that. But what's the havamina? Why do they think that's ishtani putting in bubbles is called ishtani? That's when he raised the possibility. Just like Yayin Mevushal, Rashi holds Yayin Mevushal Lashakal because he holds that the Mevushal is Ishtani Ligriusa. And Taisa disagrees, and Arvid Tzadon said, yes, not such a major shinui. That's not enough to consider it. The Goyim prefer, all the Goyisha wine companies, they prefer non cooked. They don't want Mevushal. Mevushal, only the Jews take Mevushal for religious purposes. But for taste purposes, they say, now Mevushal is better. So Taisa says, but it's not such a major ishtani ligriusa that it should lose the bracha. It still, we say, still has burpi agav. So that's what, let's say you have cognac or you have brandy. So cognac and brandy starts off as wine, bona fide regular wine. And then they distill it, they cook it, I think, till 50 degrees centigrade. So only the alcohol evaporates and the rest of the stuff stays behind. So when the alcohol evaporates, then they trap that alcohol, and then they let it cool down, and it becomes back into liquid. So that's the cognac and the brandy started off as regular wine. That's why you're not allowed to buy cognac and brandy from Trefa. It's regular yayin, it's regular stam yena, mamish stam yena. So if you have, what if you have cognac and brandy? What bracha do you say? So most people say shakal. They think schnapps. They think all schnapps are shakal. All schnapps are shakal. That itself is highly questionable. But this is not schnapps. This started off as bar pi agafen. So is this called the shtani ligriusa or is it shtani lemal yusa? Now, Tzid Pesach Frank has a chili quotes. Rabbi Yankefem says that cognac and brandy is trying to live malusa. They charge more money for cognac and brandy. You can really get drunk on wine. You have to drink a whole gallon to get drunk. Cognac and brandy is so concentrated because they took out all the other stuff. They distilled it. It's distilled wine. So he says that Tishtani Lemal Yusuf, so it retains the bracha of Bari Pia Gofanan.
What's considered compost?
I don't know. You're going to have to learn more Gemaras. We didn't learn enough to figure that one out yet. Okay. So that's what the Eretz Tzvi, the Kosher Golovin, his Tshuva Sefer, Eretz Tzvi, he has this discussion about carbonated champagne. He raised the possibility maybe it's Tishtani Lemal Yusuf, then it comes to the conclusion no, it costs more money. It's a shtani lemal yusuf, so it does retain the bracha from before. So that's the background for here for this gemara. If you have kernels of grain, so the fancy super duper bracha bari minim zaynus, Rabbi Shmuel say it's an interesting idea. This bari minim zaynus doesn't say anywhere in the Mishnayos or the Braises. Halach Dover was very strange. How come the first one came up with bari minim zaynus? Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel, the gemara quoted over here. In connection with the Mishnah Hanoidim and Amozim. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Shmuel say, Bari Minim Zanis and Chamesh is Mini Dovim. Cakes and cookies, everybody knows, they Bari Minim Zanis. No Mishnah, no Brais, just Rabbi Shmuel say like that. So that's only, you only say Bari Minim Zanis if you made cake or cookies out of it. You made Cheerios, Wheaties, whatever. But if you're eating kernels of grain, so the most it's going to be is Bari Pri Adama. Maybe Akosis is Achitos, Azuke and Mazik, maybe there shouldn't be any bracha at all. But that's what the Ramam and the Rabbi, they both quote the Gemara and brachas later. Akosis is Achitos, you eat raw kernels of grain, so the bracha is going to be Bar Pri Hadom. We don't say Azuke and Mazik that it should have no bracha at all, or it should be knocked down to Shakl, we do say Bar Pri Hadom. So now the Shaila is, that's fine, Akosis is Achitos, you're eating kernels of grain the way they are. But if you grind up the grain and you make it into flour, Kimcha Dechitos, you made it into flour. So Tosfos says, if it's a sack of flour like we have, Hekes flour, whatever, that's Shlok Derech Achilosa. Of course that's Shahakal Nivadva. I'm not talking about that kind of flour. Talk about flour that it's normal. The Minigam Din is that people would eat that kind of flour. Toasted, roasted, baked, whatever it is. It does taste good. But it's Ishtani. But it's Ishtani. So what's the din? Kimcha Dechiti, Rabbi Yudah says, Bar Pri Adama. It's not Ishtani Ligriyusa. Because it's not Ishtani Ligriyusa. That's what you're going to do with it. What does everybody do with... What do you do with potatoes? You cook the potatoes. You're going to say it's no longer Bar Pri Adam. No! If you eat raw potatoes in Shaka, when you cook the potatoes, then it becomes a Bar Pri Adam. That's Ishtani Lemal Yusa. Ishtani Lemal Yusa, you don't say Panam Chadosh is Bawa Lekan. So if you make flour out of the kernels of grain, you're halfway there. That's what everybody does. Make flour, then you make cake or cookies, bread. You make something, you go right there, next step. Here he made flour, and he leaves it like that. So Rebuta says, well, to make it into flour, that's not Ishtani Ligriyusa, that's a normal act. So he says he retains the bracha Bar Pi Adama. Next one says no. Why? So the Gemara says, obviously, Luy Achrina. What you're supposed to do is grind up the kernels of grain and make it into flour, then take the flour and make cake or cookies or bread. You stopped in the middle. So if you only do a half a process, just grind it up, that's Ishtani. So this part of Chadosh is Baudakan. So that's going to be synthetic food. So that's going to be Shahakam. Ishtani lemal yusa means if you cooked raw potatoes, made it into cooked potatoes, fried potatoes. So that's ishtani lemal yusa. But over here, you began the process of ishtani lemal yusa, you didn't finish. So if you didn't finish it, that's not lemal yusa. So that's ishtani ligri yusa. Ishtani, so it loses the bracha from before.
It's granola.
What is granola exactly? You have kernels of oat that are intact. The kernels of oat, if it's normal to eat, then if it's normal to eat kernels of oats, then you say Bari Pri Adam. Then you say Bari Pri Adam. You're not going to say Bari Minim Zaynus. On oats, if you grind it up and you make Cheerios, they ground it up and they make flour, then make Cheerios, and you make oatmeal cookies or something like that, on the assumption that oats is from the Hamashis Mini Dogon, so then you say Bari Minim Zaynus on Cheerios. But if you just have kernels of oats that you didn't grind them up, you didn't make a whole, it's not mizdabik yachad. So it's like akosis is achita, so you just say Bar Pri Adama. So on the granola, on those particles that are bien, you say Bar Pri Adama. The shaila is that the rest of it, though, is is a soybean syrup or something that's a shahakal. So you have to find out from the company. Sometimes you can read it on the panel, on the nutrition panel. And you eat the whole thing all together. So if more than 50% is the soybean oil or whatever it is, the shahakal, then the whole thing is shahakal. If more than 50% is the adama, I think there are different kinds, different companies sell granola bars. So some of them, more than 50% is the shahakal, and some of them, more than 50% is the adama. They're different kinds, but different consistencies, different brachas.
In
terms of manna, do we say pata lata
as well as a kala dama, or the flexibility of, so I get a nada or something? Do I make a different problem?
What would be an example? I don't know.
Someone who likes vinegar,
for instance,
and could drink vinegar, and really likes it, likes to drink vinegar.
Uh-huh.
What would be the case there?
The Gemara seems to assume that it's bata lata. We determine by the general population. Gemara has machlekes, is Rabbi Rabban. A guy drinks vinegar on Yom Kippur. So the Mishnah says he's pater. So the Gemara says it should not be dependent on machlekes Rabbi Nachachamim by Zar Sheshasa Chaymet Shel Truma, but it's Chayv. And the Gemara says, no, maybe everyone would agree by Yom Kippur there's no violation of Inisim. You need the Inui Nefesh. Maybe the Inisim is different. Gemara seems to say that it's not judged subjectively. We have one standard for everybody. I don't know, the Iker and the Tofel, maybe it's different. Here, the Gemara says, Iker and Tofel, which is the Tofel? Then sometimes it is subjective. I don't think always. By the bread and the butter, I don't think it'll be subjective. But by the vegetable soup with the oil, so then the Gemara says it is, seems to be that it is there, it's judged subjective. Okay, so we have to go a little more into this. Okay. I apologize, I have to leave out of town, so I'll stop the shiur now. On Sunday, I'll be coming back Sunday night, I won't be able to give a shiur. But Monday, regular time, I'll try to go back to our normal schedule. Monday and Tuesday, the shiur. Wednesday is Erev Hashanah. So we left off in the middle of the flower.